This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Tension on the UCLA campus. The AP's Jennifer King.
A huge number of pro-Palestinian protesters stayed on the UCLA campus early Thursday after police ordered them to leave. A night earlier, counter-demonstrators attacked the protesters' encampment. Political leaders, Muslim students, and advocacy groups criticized authorities for not responding strongly enough.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has been in the Middle East pressing for a ceasefire deal. Hamas said to be considering a new proposal. Today will be another day in court for Donald Trump, but there's more. The AP's Julie Walker.
Donald Trump could face additional sanctions in his hush money trial as he returns to court in New York. Prosecutors are seeking $1,000 each for four comments by Trump that they say violated a gag order barring him from attacking witnesses, jurors, and others. That's on top of a $9,000 fine the judge imposed Tuesday related to other gag order violations and the threat of jail time if he does it again. Also today, testimony resumes from lawyer Keith Davidson, who represented porn star Stormy Daniels and Playboy model Karen McDougal. Both said they had sexual encounters with Trump, which he denies. The former president also denies charges. He falsified business records to pay hush money to silence women before the 2016 election. Julie Walker, New York.
Arizona lawmakers have approved a repeal of a ban on nearly all abortions and sent the bill to the governor, who's expected to sign it today. 48 people now known dead in China, where part of a highway collapsed in a mountainous area. More than 20 cars fell down a steep slope. This after a month of heavy rain in the area. A court in Europe has upheld Italy's right to seize a prized Greek statue from the J. Paul Getty Museum in California. The statue dates from about 300 BC. This is AP News. The Fed is holding off on interest rate cuts. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The Federal Reserve is keeping interest rates at a two-decade high amid a run of hotter-than-expected inflation reports. The Fed had believed inflation was steadily easing, but
in recent months, inflation has shown a lack of further progress toward our 2% objective.
And Chair Jerome Powell says it will need greater confidence. Prices are slowing toward that goal before cutting rates.
I don't know exactly when that will be.
He says the Fed's prepared to keep the rates where they are as long as needed, after just 6 weeks ago projecting 3 rate cuts this year. Some Fed officials have speculated rates may not be high enough to curb the economy and inflation, but Powell's dismissing that.
I think it's unlikely that the next policy rate move will be a hike.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.